Listening to episode number 1920 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 4th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, if only people could see what goes on.
I know, right? Just a minute before, mere seconds before we go on the air. We should like probably do like a behind-the-scenes show someday. Because that's funnier, I think, than the stuff we do on the air.
Probably.
Time for random facts.
Random facts.
Asia is a larger surface area than the moon.
Wow.
I know. Asia is 17.2 million square miles. The moon, 14.6 million.
And there's larger continents.
No, Asia's the biggest.
Asia's the biggest.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Sorry, like I haven't Russia, been to school
China,
in a while, so.
Russia and China all the way down to India.
Got it.
It's like half the globe.
Huh, bigger than the moon.
Huh. Who knew?
I didn't.
Scientists did.
They did.
They got math. Megan Fox and the Olsen twins. No, we don't have math. Megan Fox and the Olsen twins are the same age, 34.
I wouldn't have thought that. Nope.
Because in our minds, the Olsen twins are not adults, right?
No.
The geographical center of North America. You're not gonna believe this.
Wait, the geographical center of North America.
North America is a town in North Dakota named Center.
Well, that would make sense.
And that name is just a coincidence. They had no idea because I don't think they had math when they named it.
Happy accident.
Science, math. The official state vegetable of Oklahoma is?
Let me guess. Corn. No.
Not even close. The watermelon.
Huh.
The senator who proposed it says it comes from the cucumber family, so it should be classified as a vegetable, not a fruit.
Is that real? Is that true?
That is true. And the National Watermelon Promotion Board, didn't know there was one of those, says it's both.
It's both.
And that's some random facts for today. It is Who Cares News time.
Sure enough.
What's going on?
Yeah, who cares? We have the first detail. That's detail, singular, not details, plural.
Okay.
From Kim and Kanye's divorce settlement.
Oh. Wow.
She's keeping the Hidden Hills home.
I'm not surprised by that.
I know.
You know. I mean, he's in Wyoming. He doesn't like California. He certainly doesn't want to be around his ex-in-laws. I mean, because they live together, don't they? It's a big commune over there.
No, it's just, no.
Well, they're close.
Close enough.
You know what? Look, you're Kanye. You're anywhere in the city of Hidden Hills in Calabasas, California, you're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.
Well, that's true. Absolutely.
It's owned by your ex. That's the deal.
Well, according to TMZ, and if it's on TMZ, you know it must be true.
Oh, no, TMZ's...
They're pretty vetting.
Oh, yeah. They rarely get it wrong.
Good old Kimmy, she's keeping the home she shared with Kanye and their four little kids.
I'm not surprised.
That's part of the divorce settlement. The decision, in part, is for the much-needed stability for their kids.
Well, that's always what they say, isn't it?
I mean, that does make sense.
Oh, yeah.
So what's interesting is that Kanye actually designed the home over a multi-year project.
I kind of remember that. We had a lot of conversations over the years right here on this program about Kanye and Kim building that house.
But this would be the same house that's very minimalistic, right?
Yeah. Except for the gold-plated toilets. Remember
and
that?
So this is the one that had the Christmas decorations?
Yeah, that looked like...
Those white puffy trees that I called large tampons against the wall.
But those were the Christmas decorations.
Walking in a tampon wonderland. It's just unclear at this time where Kanye's going to live. But we kind of figure Wyoming.
I think so. He likes it there. He's comfortable there.
I guess. Got a ranch.
Does he have a recording studio there?
Wonder if he has a cowboy hat. Gets out on a horse every once in a while.
Probably. I would think so.
Goes down to the O-Town Road or something.
I've known people that live in Wyoming. And horses are big there.
It's Wyoming.
Yeah, right. So they rodeos there too. But he likes the rodeo. Where are we going
I
with
can't
that?
See him at a rodeo.
No.
Maybe he'll learn how to lasso.
Well, maybe. Maybe he's the make rodeo clown.
Oh.
Gotta have those.
Yeah. John Mayer?
Yeah, we were just talking about him the other day, right?
Well, he joined TikTok on Monday.
He hasn't been on TikTok.
No. I think he's probably regretting it.
Why is that?
Well, he quickly found out just how much bad blood there is between him and Taylor Swift's fans.
Jeez.
Holy crap on a cracker. John got roasted by furious Swifties. Oh, yes, he did.
Well, look, here's the deal. Because I don't think anybody he's dated in the past got anything good to say about John Mayer. What was it? The joke was, you know, what do all these people have in common? Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Aniston,
Taylor Swift. Of John Mayer.
They all slept with John Mayer. I mean, it's like, that's the deal. And he did not say nice things about them afterward. Well, he said some nice things about
them.
Jessica Simpson. But
well, yeah, she's the...
If you can consider that a nice thing to say about
a
lady. Anyway, sorry, do tell. So the Swifties came after him. And that would be the place. Social media would be the place.
He was flooded with Swifties.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, my goodness.
They may just chase him off the whole platform.
Well, they were denouncing him for loving and leaving Taylor in 2009 when she was 19 years old and he was 32.
Oh, my God.
So, see, that wasn't going to end well. The Swifties should be happy.
Right.
But he didn't try to take this further.
Yeah, because this could have been, that could have been all shades of bad.
Yeah, so just.
All shades of bad. From what we know about John Mayer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, later on Monday, Mayer posted a second video of himself on TikTok. And it shows him nodding.
Himself.
It shows him nodding in agreement.
With the Swifty fans.
Yes. Yeah. So he wrote over it, "You're berating me, and I'm hearing you out."
I hear you, baby. I hear you. John Mayer as the victim. I love that. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, that guy's, you know, I love his music. I really do love his music.
Yeah, I do too.
Mad talented. It feels like to me that women were or maybe are his drug of choice. You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a major womanizer from everything we've heard. Uh-huh. He's totally, look, you know what? I will say this, more power to him. He's probably dated more famous women.
Than George Clooney?
Well, yeah. Probably twice as many as George Clooney.
Are you jealous?
No, because I got Halle Berry.
Oh, that's you know what? That's true.
I got Halle Berry.
That's true. You got Halle Berry.
Right here,
that's all you need.
Right here in my hip pocket. There's Halle Berry right there.
What I find funny is that people text you pictures of her. It's just...
So, yesterday we were talking about Halle Berry smoking cigars.
Yeah, and I didn't think she did.
After that aired, I got a text from a listener of Halle Berry smoking a cigar. And somebody DM'd me on Facebook. I swear to God.
You were so happy to prove me wrong.
You.
Yes, you did.
I did share it with you that Halle does smoke. Indeed, smokes. Or
well,
one time.
Don't know that she smokes a cigar, but she was a cigar girl.
She's looking pretty damn sexy to me. As always.
She could be wearing bubble wrap. And...
More Who Cares coming up tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.